Since 1990, at the University of Pittsburgh, students and others in need of information have only needed to know one phone number, 624-FACT. That dials Telefact, a reference service where student employees answer virtually any question. Last year, callers had 117,000 of them, from the spring break schedule to the origin of the word brouhaha. Roving correspondent Bob Garfield was in Pittsburgh recently, and he paid Telefact a visit.
The University of Pittsburgh is one of the major academic institutions in Pennsylvania. Its students have an unquenchable thirst for knowledge, and yes, inquiring minds want to know.
I need to know up in Erie, PA.
Uh-huh.
Okay, there's, on Presque Isle, there's beaches, and they're numbered. I need to know the name of the beach after Beach 11, like Beach 12, but it's not called Beach 12.
Okay, hold on, all right?
Great, thanks.
Presque Isle State Park, Shirley speaking to help you.
I was hoping you could tell me, the beach after Beach 11 on Presque Isle?
There isn't any.
Yeah, it has a name, doesn't it? Or Beach 11's the last beach?
Yes, it is.
That's it? There's no beaches after Beach 11?
No.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Bye. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, I just caught up there. There is no beach after Beach 11.
No.
She's like, no, Beach 11 is it.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, no further questions about Beach 11. But at the offices of Pitt's Telefact Reference Service, the day of fact-finding is just beginning.
This is Telefact. Hello.
Can I have a number for the English department?
Yeah, sure. Hold on a
second. Can you tell me how to get to Penn State from here?
Sure. You going to the Fish concert?
I've got a TV in my room that's not cable compatible.
It's not cable ready?
Did you the correct time?
Yes, it is 3:14 p.m.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Such routine inquiries account for 90% of Telefact's 600 to 650 incoming calls each day, 9 hours a day, 7 days a week. This was what the administration had in mind when it introduced the service, which is modeled after a resource line at Bowling Green University. The object is to make student life easier, even if it's to provide information easily obtainable from other sources, such as the white pages. For instance, among the most requested numbers, says staffer Tracy Endy, is for the county health clinic.
Okay, the Allegheny Health Clinic has two numbers listed that we have. One is for immunization and one is for STDs. And they always call and just ask for a number for the Allegheny Health Clinic. And then it's our job to say, okay, do you want immunization or do you want the STD number? And there's always, it's always followed by a pause and then STD.
Many public libraries offer reference help over the phone, but where Telefact stands apart is in its scope. Beyond the 90% of routine questions, the subject matter can get a bit esoteric. How much does a live chicken cost? One caller wanted to know. What is the fine for a public lewd act in Miami Beach? Or one of staffer Paul Swoboda's favorites, how many severed heads will fit into Pitt Stadium?
You know, it wasn't soccer balls. It wasn't, volleyballs. It was severed heads. That took some imagination. That's all we ask, really.
Telefact's promise is that it will answer any question you have, on the spot or with a callback, with a few prominent exceptions. For liability reasons, no medical or legal questions, no homework questions, because that wouldn't be very sporting, and no song lyrics, because otherwise, on a college campus, they'd be answering nothing but.
You get callers calling and saying, hi, there's that one song. It goes, na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Oh man, you know what I'm talking about, right? Well, sir, let me check the doobie-doo reference book and I'll see what I can come up with. You just kind of want to smack them over the phone.
But these telefonts of information are being paid $5 to $7 an hour, so they suffer the dumb questions, the drunks, and the ancient conundrum about trees falling in the forest and the meaning of life and so forth. Because every now and then, it's all worthwhile. As student supervisor Keith McMillan explains, eventually somebody wonders how many green tiles there are on the facade of the Winchester Apartments on North Neville Street. And the answer is...
91,143.
How do you know that?
Did the math. It
fortunately, they were sectioned, so you could count up the sections and find out how many were in each one, and then you'd count over and across and subtract for the number of windows and patios and stuff, and it wasn't really that bad. It only took about an hour or so to do it.
You went to an address on North Neville Street.
Yes.
And you computed the number of green tiles.
Yes.
How would you characterize that kind of behavior?
Not normal, but it's required of the job.
What's mainly required of the job is resourcefulness, a knack for problem solving, a thoroughgoing knowledge of other sources of information, and, of course, one other attribute not all college students are equipped with, common sense. Staffer Annie Peters merely consults the appropriate database when she fields run-of-the-mill calls about spring vacation schedules or the average size of male genitalia, but sometimes she has to rely on pure insight.
Someone called one morning and they said, in a very sleepy voice, "Yeah, where did I leave my socks last night?" And we said, "Well, check under your bed." And he came back on, he said, "They were there!"
Would he have expected anything less? These are people who discovered that a live chicken costs 85 cents, that you can go on spring break to Miami Beach confidently budgeting $15 per public lewd act, that you can fill Pitt Stadium with 180,080,000 severed heads. Like the song says, how's it go? Oh, yeah. Na-na-na-na-na, na-na, doobie-doo. I'm Bob Garfield.